You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following prison-wide strikes in the US in response to exploitative forced labor in prisons, I spoke to Emi Rakete of People Against Prisons Aotearoa about the prison labor force in New Zealand and the conditions prisoners work in and the conditions that allow that to exist. What is the agreement or arrangement between the state or government and employing prisoners?
So this is actually a really interesting question. So for most of us as workers, our relationship with our employer is governed by the Employment Relations Act from 2000. And this act lays out some really, really basic fundamental rights that everybody in this country has as a worker. This act kind of governs the relationship between capital and labour. It's like the primary site of contradiction in capitalist societies. And so when People Against Prisons Aotearoa made an Official Information Act request to the Department of Corrections to inquire into the conditions of labour in New Zealand prisons, what we found is that the department is sidestepping the Employment Relations Act. So they've done a neat little magic trick, which I'm sure many, many companies wish that they could pull as well, where they've said, well, prisoners, they're not employed by the department, they just have work that we tell them to do for which we give them money in return. And what this neat little trick does is it lets them sidestep all the fundamental rights that we have as workers under the Employment Relations Act. What this means is that prisoners have no minimum wage. They have no right to unionize. They have no right to sick days. They have no right to time off. Essentially, prisoners in this country are working in conditions which would have been considered exploitative for Victorian mine urchins. It wouldn't be legal to treat any other group of people in our society the way that prisoners are being treated by the Department of Corrections.
Does the lack of representation or misrepresentation of prisoners encourage or solidify the acceptability of their treatment?
Absolutely. So we do this thing where we consider, well, we are a different group of people to prisoners. You know, you and I, we are normal people, and prisoners are just off there doing something else, and it doesn't really matter. But in the United States right now, there is a massive wave of strikes in prisons starting August 21st. And the kind of rallying cry of the strike was inside, outside, the same side. And what this is trying to do is bring attention to the fact that we are allowing a government department to erode the fundamental rights that all working people should enjoy, right? All working people should have the right to join a union and negotiate collectively to their boss. All workers should have a right to a minimum wage. And as soon as we let these fundamental rights start to be eroded, there is no telling where this is going to stop, right? This is setting a precedent that sometimes it's okay for a boss to do whatever they fucking want to you, and you have no recourse to do anything otherwise. And so this prison strike in the United States, I think, is really inspiring because it shows that all working people, inside, outside, can stand up together and fight back against these attacks on working people.
Is enforced labor the only form of slavery in the correction system?
So there are a number of ways in which prisoners are being exploited in New Zealand prisons. So most of the labour that's being carried out in New Zealand prisons is done to maintain the prisons themselves. So that's cleaning, that's cooking, that's all the kind of stuff that you would expect of prisoners who are being held in prison. But there are a number of other kinds as well. So prisoners do things like laundry, and they contract, the Department of Corrections contracts those laundry services out into the private sphere. There are actually hundreds of prisoners who contract with the Department of Corrections for completely unprotected prison labour, which is being paid cents an hour. There is also a program called Release to Work, where prisoners are released temporarily from the prison during the day to go to a work site and work as part of the general workforce in those places, where they are paid the prevailing wage in the area. However, I think the stats that we got show that it was about 108 prisoners out of 10,000 who are involved in this program. So around less than 1% of prisoners are being paid the prevailing wage for the work that they do. For almost every other prisoner, they are being paid, the average is 34 cents an hour. The highest it can possibly go is 60 cents an hour. That's almost nothing. So I think that the comparison to slavery or to indentured labour is a really good one, because this is exactly the same treatment that was used in the 1800s against Māori from Parihaka who had been resisting the colonisation of their land. They were all arrested, sent to prisons and slave camps in the South Island and forced to work for the government for free. And that's almost exactly what's happening today.
This is an intentionally naive question, but why aren't prisoners paid properly?
So prisons play an important economic role in maintaining capitalism in this country. Everyone who goes to prison forevermore after the fact can be legally discriminated against in employment. So we have a formal, legal underclass of working people who have come out of prison and can legally be discriminated against. This means that their bargaining power when they're trying to get a job is much, much reduced. This is the effect of reducing wages across entire sectors, across entire industries in this country, because people who come out of prison have to take any job that they can get. They can't say, well, I would take this, but the wages are too bad, the conditions are terrible, so I'm not going to do it, because they know that they are going to have reduced employment chances. So this is a deliberate economic situation established in the interest of capital in order to advance the interests of capital. And that always comes at the expense of working people, not just incarcerated working people, not just previously incarcerated working people, but all of us.
Would you say this has been an issue ever since the Pakeha colonization of Aotearoa?
The first major instance of mass incarceration of Māori, like I said, was the incarceration of Māori from Parihaka who were resisting colonization. And the prison system in this country has always had this kind of brutal effect of maintaining a capitalist economy. However, since the 1980s and since the introduction of neoliberalism and neoliberal economic policy, the prison population has exploded in order to control the social crisis, you know, the massive social dysfunction that's caused by unrestrained neoliberal economics. And so we have entire communities in this country, Kawerau is just one of them, where there are no jobs, where they have all the manufacturing base of this country was completely destroyed in order to advance the interests of the capitalist class. And what we've seen in lockstep with the increase of neoliberal economics in this country has been an increase in the prison population. So, yeah, absolutely, this has always been a brutal, racist, violent system that's established in order to maintain capitalist relations of production and the racist subordination of Māori. That's all it can ever be.
How does this treatment of prisoners affect their standing as persons?
So when you pay someone 20 cents an hour and force them to grow food, to clean toilets, what you're telling that person is that they are worth less in objective terms. They are worth less than any other person. That is a completely useless way of pretending that you're going to be able to rehabilitate someone. That cannot work. If we actually want to treat prisoners like human beings, and if we actually want to have a shot at a criminal justice system which rehabilitates perpetrators of violence, we can't just accept that we treat people like scum for years and then expect them to come out of that as better people. That is Looney Tunes thinking. It will never work. If we want to actually treat people like people, then prisoners should be being paid the minimum wage for the work that they do in order to bring them back into society. And that's not what the Department of Corrections is doing right now, because it's profitable for them to do so.
You've briefly touched on this prior to do with the outside versus inside the yard divide that supposedly exists. But would you agree that this kind of only highlights a lack of care, especially in New Zealand, for our people?
Yeah, definitely. I think the fact that this situation has been allowed to persist for as long as it does shows that we have not achieved a high enough degree of class consciousness as working people. We've got to recognise that we are all part of the class of people who sell our capacity to labour in order to receive a wage which we use to sustain our lives, right? All of us do that. I do that. You do that. Most of the people who are listening to this right now also do that. What we need to recognise based off of that understanding is that we all have shared interests as people who sell our capacity to do labour, right? We all have a shared interest in receiving the things that we need to survive, right? We all have a shared interest in controlling the means of production, right? Controlling the way in which production is carried out in this country. And when we allow rich guys in suits for the Department of Corrections to say, well, no, actually, if you stole a car, then I can make you do work for me for however much money I want to, and nobody's going to do shit about it, we are making ourselves weaker. And we should never allow that situation to happen just because the people who it's happening to right now may have done unpleasant things, right? As just in terms of our objective class interests, that is a bad decision that is going to make us weaker, that is going to make the capitalist class stronger, and is going to make it easier for us to find ourselves being exploited in a few years' time if we don't stop this now. Inside, outside, same side. It's a really simple, position.
How can we help unite class interests?
So one of the major things that Corrections has done by absolving itself of any responsibility to the Employment Relations Act is that it formally bans prisoners from forming unions. What we should do is try to advance the interests of a prisoners' union anyway. There have been many times in our history when bosses have said, sorry, you are not allowed to unionize. Right, in the United States, they did it by sending in Pinkerton thugs to shoot up striking miners. It's happened in this country when there was a massive wave of lockouts on the Auckland waterfront in order to shut down the attempt to, for the Maritime Union to unionize dock workers. This has happened before. And what did we do? We fought back, we organized anyway, and we built power for working people. We should be doing this for prisoners as well. And that's something that People Against Prisons Aotearoa is committed to doing. So we are doing our best to communicate with prisoners who are being forced to work in exploitative conditions. And we're doing our best to find out what their calls are, what their calls for political change are, so that we can advance those. And if people who listen to this right now think that what's being done to prisoners in our country is unjust, then they may very well have a place in our organisation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.